Hello, everybody.
各位早。
I'm glad to be here.
很高兴来到这里。
How many of you know what was last weekend about in the Christian world?
在基督教世界有多少人知道上个礼拜发生什么事？
It was Easter, right?
是复活节。
And we just sang the song, And Can It Be?
我们刚刚才唱了何能如此这首诗歌。
It talks about amazing love and can it be that Christ should die for us.
我们唱到这惊人大爱何能如此是基督为我们死。
That thou, my God, should die for me.
我主我神为我而死。
And we sing about thank you for the cross.
我们也唱到为了十字架我们感谢你。
Last weekend, a lot of people celebrated the cross.
上个周末许多人来为了十架而欢庆。
We mourn for Christ being nailed to the cross.
我们为了基督被钉在十字架而悲伤。
But we celebrate Christ's resurrection.
可是我们庆祝他的复活。
But the sad thing is, especially in this country, many of these celebrations actually may not have much to do with the cross.
可是在这个国家令人悲伤的是，许多的这些庆祝可能和十字架并没有多大关联。
And time and again, we come to see that the meaning of the cross, the meaning of the resurrection has disappeared.
一再的我们看见十字架的意义耶稣基督复活的意义已经失去了。
The meaning of the cross comes from how we respond to Christ's resurrection.
十字架的意义在于我们如何来面对我们耶稣基督的复活。
So today I want to share with you a little bit about how we can respond to this message of Christ's death and resurrection.
所以今天我想要分享的信息是关于耶稣基督的死亡和耶稣基督的复活。
The passage today is from Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to verse 12.
今天的经文是路加福音24章第一节到第十二节。
We'll first read it in English and then we'll read it in Chinese together.
我们先用英文读，然后我们再用中文读。
So we'll start with English.But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. Is it the right version? No. What version is it? Do you have ESV? NIV? Okay, that's good. I'll take a break. You guys read it.
Very early in the morning, the woman took the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. So the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the man said to them,Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remembering how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene,Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
Chinese.
好，中文我们一起来。七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女们惊怕。将脸伏地，那两个人就对他们说：“为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候， 怎样告诉你们，说人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话来，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切事告诉十一个使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的，就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约雅拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
So in this passage here, we come to see that Luke was talking about the resurrection.
在这里我们可以看见路加是讲到复活。
But he did not just talk about the resurrection.
他不单单讲到复活。
He linked the resurrection to the word of Jesus.
他把将耶稣的复活与耶稣的话连接在一起。
We see that there were two men there, many believed them to be angels, reminding them of Jesus' words.
那边有两个人，许多人认为他们是天使，他们让别人想起耶稣的话。
But this is not the only place where Luke tried to link Christ's resurrection to Christ's words.
这不仅仅在这里，路加将耶稣的死和复活和耶稣的话连在一起。
In the Gospel of Luke, Luke actually talked about three separate incidents after Jesus' resurrection.
在路加有在三处的地方将耶稣的复活与他的话连在一起。
This is the first one.
这是第一处。
And then it continue on in Luke 24, verse 25. It talks about two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus.
在路加福音24章25节，耶稣那时候也对两个门徒在以马忤斯的路上谈话。
And they were walking, and Jesus approached them, but they could not recognize Jesus.
他们两个在行路时，耶稣接近他们，他们却不认得耶稣。
They were telling Jesus that.About the news that they have heard about Jesus' resurrection.
他们就告诉了耶稣他们所听到关于耶稣复活的事情。
And there Jesus told them.
那里耶稣就对他们说。
Thus, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning of Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Christ himself related his resurrection to the scripture.
基督他自己将他的复活与他经上的话连在一起。
And later on,Jesus appeared to his disciples in Jerusalem.
接下来在耶路撒冷耶稣向门徒显现。
And there Jesus said, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Do we know why it is so important for Christ's resurrection and his word to be related?
我们知不知道为什么基督的复活和基督的话，圣经的话必须连在一起？
I don't know if you have read some of these books that talk about some people that have died and came back from death.
我不知道你们有没有读到一些书，写到一些人他们死亡了，然后从死里又复活了。
Every few years or so, there would be a book that published about this topic.
每隔几年就坊间就会出版这类的书。
But with the word of God, we come to see that Christ's resurrection is totally different from this kind.
可是我们从圣经里看到基督的复活和这一类的复活是完全不同的。
It gives us a context of what Christ's resurrection means.
他给我们一个上下文来应对到耶稣基督的复活是什么意义。
It is not just a random occurrence of someone that have died and then come back to life.
不是好像一些随意随机的一些人，他们死了然后怎么样的复活了。
Or some medical miracles that happened.
或者一些医疗奇迹发生了。
It is actually part of God's salvation plan.
这其实是包在神的救恩的计划之中。
It is something that God has been telling His people all along.
这是神一直在告诉他的子民的话。
Its need, its meaning, and also its significance have all been laid out from the beginning of time.
在创世的开始之前，他的复活的需要，他的意义，他的发生都已经被记录了。
And Christ's resurrection has something that meant to us something special.
他的耶稣基督的复活对我们来说是有重大意义。
So let's go back to the story that we read today and see how different groups responded to this story.
所以我们回到我们刚刚所读的这段经文来看看。是怎么样连接到耶稣基督复活。
So first, we came to see how the disciples responded to this story.
我们先来看这些门徒是如何的被记载的。
They were the one that would be, should be closest to Jesus, right?
这些人门徒应该是跟耶稣最亲密的，是不是？
They've spent 3 years with him, day and night.
他们日夜与耶稣基督在一起。
But they weren't the first group that was there, at the tomb that day.
可是那一天早上，却不是这些门徒在首先在那里。
They heard from the woman what had happened.
他们从妇女们听见发生了的事。
And the woman tell them all these things.
妇女们将这一切发生的事告诉他们。
And the woman included what telling them about what Jesus had told them related to what happened.
他们也告诉门徒们耶稣指到耶稣所说的话。
And we know exactly what Jesus has told his disciples.
我们也知道耶稣曾经如何告诉他的门徒。
In Luke 9:22, it says, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised.
路加福音九章22节，耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不可将这事告诉人。又说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
What happened was an exact match of what Jesus told them before.
所以发生的事情是和耶稣所讲的完全的应验了。
Including the number of days.
包括要几天以后复活。
But What did the disciples say when they heard this?
当门徒们听见这个消息，他们的反应是什么？
In ESV it says it's idle tales.
在ESV 版本里面讲的，他们是妇女们是胡言乱语。
And you're reading from NIV, right?
我们英文是读 NIV.
What did it say there?
那他是讲什么？是 nonsense, 胡说。
It was nonsense.
胡说八道。
Right?This is what's happening to these disciples.
这些门徒发生什么事了？
Jesus has been with them for 3 years.
三年，耶稣与他们在一起。
Jesus told them exactly what's going to happen.
耶稣很清楚地告诉他们将会发生什么事。
And the exact thing happened.
而同样的事就发生了。
And they said that this was nonsense.
面对复活，他们的回答说这是胡说。
I think what the disciples said was nonsense.
其实这些门徒们自己才是胡说。
But why would they say this?
但是门徒为什么会这样子讲？
Well, I think that there are many, many different reasons.
我想有许多的原因。
But one thing that I learned is that maybe the disciples heard what he said, but never really listened to Jesus.
或许他们耳朵虽然听了，这却没有听入耶稣的话。
And I think that it is quite common for that to happen.
其实这种事常常发生。
Many of us are in this room, and you have been at church, and you have grown up at church.
许多人现在坐在这里，我们常常来聚会，也在教会里成长。
I don't know if you have talked to someone, but I talked to someone and they say that I really like to be in church.
我不知道你有没有与一些人讲话，他们常常会说：“哦，我好喜欢来教会。”
It just makes me feel very peaceful.
让我感觉非常的平和。
It makes me feel very comfortable being in there.
觉得在这里很舒服。
But when I ask them, so what did you learn that day when you went to worship?
所以当我问他们，您那天去敬拜神，你学到了什么？
They said, I really don't know, but it was really peaceful when I was in there.
他们回答哦，我不晓得学到什么，可是感觉真的是很平和。
I just feel good.
感觉很好。
Well, they were in church.
他们在教会。
They probably have heard part of the message.
他们可能听了一些的信息。
But did they really listen to the message?
真的听入了这些信息吗？
They may have a good quantity in terms of their worship, but do they have quality?
他们或许在敬拜上有量，却缺少了质。
And for some, they may have listened to the message.
有一些他们或许已经他们听入了这个信息。
But are they able to relate the message to their lives?
可是他们有没有把这些信息应用在他们生命中？
Sometimes we may see that, well, God's words, it's good, but it really doesn't matter, doesn't relate to what I'm doing.
有时候我们觉得神的话非常好，可是却好像与我们生命中连接不起来。
Sometimes we feel that, oh, this is great advice for my friends.
有的时候我们听了道，我们说啊，这个道对我的朋友非常贴切。
But it really does not matter to me that much.
可是这个却不应用在我身上。
A while back, I was talking to a couple that were getting ready to get married.
之前我与一对将要结婚的夫妇谈话，男女谈话。
So during the conversation, there was some topic that come up that was very sensitive to them.
我们就谈到了一些比较敏感的事情。
So one of them started getting emotional.
然后有一个人开始有点情绪化。
So in the middle of the conversation, he just walked out of the room.
所以讲到一半，他竟然就走出去了。
So I went and talked to him, and he said that like, well, what you're telling me is not really about me.
他就对我说，你刚刚跟我说的，好像说这件事情跟我无关一样的。
It's about her.
都是与他有关。
So I finally, it took me a while, I convinced him to get back into the room.
我花了一段时间才把这位男士请回这个房间里。
So before we were able to sit down, then the girl left the room.
男的还没坐下来的时候，这个女的就走出去了。
And then I went out and say, okay, so let's talk.
所以我出去了以后就跟她说，哎呦，我们谈一谈，我们说讲话。
And she said, it's not my problem, it's his problem.
这 女的就说，不，这不是我问题，是他的问题。
So I talked to them and said, well, you guys want to learn about Christian principles in marriage, right?
我说你们两个想要认识到在基督徒婚姻中的需要知道的事。
So both of them basically said, yeah, I want to, because the other person needed it.
他们两个都说了，对，我想知道，因为另外一个人需要。
So I think that you should spend more time talking to the other person instead of to me.
他们双方都对我都说，哦，你应该多和另外那个人讲。
Somehow, they were unable to relate the word of God to themselves.
他们很奇怪，他们无法把神的话应用在自己身上。
It's great for other people.
神的话总是对别人很需要。
And I should teach them so that they will be changed, so that I will be able to take advantage of that.
所以你应该去教导那些人，所以可以使我得到益处。
Sometimes we may be able to listen, and we may be able to relate.
有的时候我们可以听了，而且听了我们还可以应用了。
But we are unable to apply.
我们听了，我们也能够明。我们也同意了，可是我们却没办法应用，实际应用。
Because we say that, okay, we will only apply what we think is reasonable.
因为我们觉得我们要应用的是一些我们个人认为合理的。
Anything that is different from what I think is reasonable, I cannot apply it.
如果一件事情要我做，可是我认为它不合理，我就不去做。
Just like the disciples, they say that this story, this resurrection, this news is just too crazy.
就像这些门徒，他觉得耶稣所讲的这个复活的事情，这个太荒诞了。
So despite the fact that I was told about it, it is still too crazy.
就算耶稣亲自跟我讲了，我还是觉得这个太荒诞了。
So this become nonsense.
所以就觉得这是最后妇女一讲，我就说这是胡言。
And a lot of times we live the same way.
很多时候我们也是这样子活。
I don't know if you have people that talk to you about.Like how you can apply God's word into your life.
你们有没有和一些人谈到那些人教导如何应用神的话语在我们生活中？
And these are some of the common responses that I have heard.
我常常听到这些回应。
Well, it's great for us to not lie, but in real life, I cannot do well in school if I don't cheat.
对，我了解我们生活，我们不应该说谎，可是我如果在学校不作弊，我没有办法得到好成绩。
Christian principles work great at church, but in my workplace, I cannot survive if I don't try to kill my coworkers.
对，基督徒的这些做人处事道理在教会里是很好的应用，可是我如果在工作场合也照着基督徒教训去做的话，我会被我同事给欺负的。
I'd like to have a Christian marriage, but I believe that we have to live together before we get married.
我个人认同我们应该过一个基督徒的一个婚姻生活，可是我想和这个女子在结婚前我们就想住在一起。
Christ's words, they are just too crazy.
基督的话太荒谬了。
So, it really doesn't work in this day and age anymore.
在今天这种时代已经不大适用了。
These were just nonsense.
这些是话语，是胡言。
Do we belong to any of this group?
我们属于其中所讲的这团体之中之一吗？
Are we the one that hear but don't listen?
我们是否听了却没有听见？
Are we the one that listen but don't relate?
我们听见了我们却不明白。
Or are we the one that relate but don't apply?
我们听明白了，是否我们却不应用？
Is one of that group describe us?
刚刚所讲的这几个群体中，我们是否是其中一个？
But among all the disciples, at least Peter decided to do something.
在这门徒之中，至少有一位彼得，他愿意做有些行动。
He actually was willing to go and find out what happened.
只有他愿意去探讨到底发生什么事。
So in chapter 24 in Luke, verse 12, it says, But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened.
所以在路加福音24章12节说，彼得起来跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
That may seem to be a reasonable step that Peter took.
他所做的这件事情是蛮合理的。
But it is actually not an easy step for him to take.
其实对彼得来说这一步不容易。
First, there was this thing called peer pressure.
第一件就是有一个同挤的压力。
The rest of the disciples were there saying that like, this is crazy, this is nonsense.
所有其他的门徒都觉得是一派胡言。
But, and also, at that time, there was a crackdown, so it was scary for the disciples to go and do anything.
而且你知道那时候门徒们在受到逼迫，所以他们要出门是有危险性。
So it's easy for Peter to just be with his group and say that, okay, whatever, I'm not going to find out what's going on.
彼得是可以就停留在那里，就与其他门徒一样，就是说我也不去出去探讨这件事。
And I still remember many, many years ago before I became a Christian.
我也想起许多年前在我还不是基督徒时。
And that's when I was like a teenager, so it was many, many years ago.
那时候我还是个青年人，所以是许多年前。
So my parents wanted me to go to church.
我父母亲希望我去教会。
And after going to church a few times, I actually found church to be quite interesting.
我去了教会几次以后，我觉得教会真的是很有意思。
Every time I go there, I would learn something.
每一次去我都学到一些东西。
So I actually wouldn't mind going.
所以我就不觉得去教会是一个负担。
And I actually made some decent effort to try to go with them.
而且我试着尝试总是去教会。
But whenever I was going to go to church, that's not what I told my friends, that I was going to church to learn.
可是当我每一次想要去教会的时候，我跟我的朋友却不是这样子讲。
Because all my friends were non-Christian.
因为我所有的朋友都不是基督徒。
So it was a little embarrassing for me to tell them that not only I went to church, but I went to church because I like it.
我不大好意思跟他们讲说，我不但要去教会，而且其实我还蛮喜欢去的。
So even if I told them that I went to church,
所以虽然我会告诉我这些朋友说我要去教会。
I would say that, well, I'm just being a good son. You guys are just bad kids. I'm just a good son.
我就跟我这些朋友说，哎呀，你们都是不听话的，我是一个听父母话的人，所以我去教会。
Sometimes we...Under peer pressure, we wouldn't want people to know why we are doing certain things or what we are doing.
许多时候因为同级的压力，我们 不想我们隐藏，不想让别人知道我们为什么要做些事。
But for Peter, it's easy for him not to go. It's more than just peer pressure.
让彼得不愿意去的不仅仅只是同级的压力。
We all know what happened to Peter just before this.
我们知道在这件事发生之前，彼得身上发生什么事。
He denied Christ three times publicly.
他曾公开的三次否认耶稣。
So, if Jesus' words was not true, then for Peter, he would feel a little more justified that he denied Jesus three times.
所以如果耶稣所说的话不是真实的，那彼得矢口发誓否认耶稣基督三次，他会稍微心里得到一点疏解。
Remember, Peter went outside and cried bitterly after he denied Jesus three times because he remembered that was what Jesus told him that would happen.
我们记得当彼得到外面否认耶稣以后，到外面痛痛哭泣，因为他想起耶稣说的话。
It would be easier for Peter if all this was not true.
对彼得来说，如果这一切发生都不是真实的，那或许更容易。
Maybe it would be great if Jesus was just a false teacher. He just followed the wrong guy.
或许如果对彼得来说，哎呀，耶稣只是一个假教师，他只是跟错人了，更好。
Instead of being a betrayal of trust, it actually become that I'm just smarter than you guys. I knew even before you guys knew.
所以，与其耶稣，彼得好像某个地方背叛了耶稣一样，他或许可以说，哎呀，其实我最早识透了耶稣，最早否认了他。
In a similar way, sometimes maybe we have listened to what Jesus wants to tell us, and we agree with what Jesus said.
同样的，有的时候我们听到耶稣所讲的话的时候，我们也认同他所说的。
We are touched by what Jesus has done.
我们被耶稣所做的事，我们深深感动。
Yet somehow inside us, we would rather Jesus to be not true.
可是有时候在我们内心的深处，我们好像隐约希望耶稣，这些都不是真实的。
Because what Jesus is telling us is something that we don't want to give up.
因为耶稣所对我们所有的吩咐，是我们不让我们放弃一些我们不想放弃的事。
I don't know if you have prayed and say that I want Jesus, I want you to go away.
我不知道你有没有曾经有这样的祷告，说耶稣，我希望你就是离开我。
Holy Spirit, I don't want you to remind me.
我圣灵，我不希望你来提醒我。
I know this is what I should do, but I don't want to do it.
我知道我该做什么，我却不想要做那样子做。
But that was not what Peter did.
可是这却不是彼得所做的。
He wants to go and find out what happened.
他想要知道发生什么事了。
Because he knows that the only thing that matters is what the truth is.
因为他知道只有真理是最重要的。
There's a movie called The Case for Christ right now that's showing in movie theater.
现在在电影正在放映一个电影叫做The Case for Christ.
It was written by someone named Lee Strobel.
是一位叫做 Lee Strobel 的人写的。
He first wrote a book, and this movie is based on the book that he wrote.
这部个电影就是根据他所写的一本书拍的。
He actually worked as an investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune.
他是替芝加哥邮报做一个资深的调查的记者。
And what made him decide to write this book?
他为什么要写这本书？
He actually was not a Christian.
他那时候不是基督徒。
He actually was against Christians.
而且他是反对基督徒。
But somehow his wife became a Christian.
可是不知道怎么搞的，他太太成为基督徒了。
And his wife's name is Leslie.
他太太叫做 Leslie.
And this is how he described his feeling when he found out that his wife became a Christian.
他是如此来形容他当他知道太太成为基督徒他内心的感受。
He said, "I had married one Leslie."
他说我曾经娶了这样子的一个 Leslie.
The fun Leslie.
是有趣的 Leslie,
the carefree Leslie,
是一个无忧无虑的 Leslie,
the risk-taking Leslie,
是个喜爱冒险的 Leslie.
And now I feared.
现在我惧怕。
I feared that she was going to turn into some sort of
sexually repressed prude who would trade our upwardly mobile lifestyle for all-night prayer vigils and volunteer work in grimy soup kitchens.
我现在真怕我太太是变成一个性冷感的一个怪人这样子，本来我们是一直努力向上的一种生活的方式，改成一个整晚去祷告啊什么，然后在一些肮脏的这个给穷人的饭食的地方在那边服务的女人。
I was waiting to see how you're going to translate that. You did well.
Thank you.
He said that I don't believe that there is such a thing called an all-loving God.
他根本不相信有一个所谓全爱的上帝。
He said he was hostile towards Christianity.
他对基督教充满敌意。
He loved to make fun of people that would call themselves Christians.
他很喜欢嘲笑那些自称基督徒的人。
But what happened?
发生什么事?
As he saw the life of his life change, his of his wife change.
当他看见他太太的生命在改变。
He said that he was pleasantly surprised.
他很高兴的，很惊讶的发现。
He actually said he was fascinated by the changes.
他被深深的吸引了他太太的改变。
It's a change in her character, her integrity, and her personal confidence.
他在 他妻子的性格上，他的诚实上面，还有他个人的自信，太太个人自信上看见了改变。
So because of her change, he decided that he need to find out what is this God about.
因着太太的改变，他想要好好追究一下到底发生什么事。
So he used all his skills as an investigative journalist to go and find out whether the story of Christ's resurrection is true.
所以作为一个专门从事调查行业的记者，他想要发掘出他太太信仰背后的事实。
So if you want to know more, you need to go and see this movie.
所以如果你想要知道更多，你必须要去看这个电影。
But that's what Peter did also, to go and find out.
所以这也就是彼得所做的，他要去调查这件事情。
And for some of us here,Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to go and find out.
对我们中间的一些人来说，这或许是我们该做的。我们应该去调查。
To find out what Christ's claim is true or not.
来调查到底耶稣所宣称的是真实的还是假的。
But for many of us who are Christians here already.
但我们中间许多人已经是基督徒。
I also challenge you because God can use you.To change people's view of him.
我也向你们挑战，你们可以，神可以借着你们使别人对神的观念改变。
It is the change of his wife that prompted him to go and find out.
这个作者因着妻子的改变而让他好奇，想要发掘。
We sang the song "Make Me a Blessing" earlier.
我们刚刚唱了一首诗歌叫《使我成祝福》。
What's better blessing that our life actually would prompt people to get them to go and find out about Christ?
有什么祝福能够比得过因着我们生命的改变而让别人好奇来探索这个信仰？
And finally, we came to talk about the group of women.
最后我们来讲到这一群的妇女。
These women, when they got to the tomb, they were most likely very depressed.
我相信当这些妇女到坟墓前的时候，她们应该是非常沮丧。
They were exhausted.
她们又累。
In some sense, they probably felt a strong sense of hopelessness in them.
她们可能觉得非常的无望。
They went there because they want to anoint Jesus' body.
她们去那边只是想要膏抹耶稣的身体。
They actually totally accepted that Jesus was dead.
他们完全已经接受耶稣已经死了的这个事实。
But when they got there, they came to realize that the stone that's blocking the tomb had been rolled away.
可是当他们到那里的时候，发现挡着耶稣坟墓的那块石头被挪了去。
And when they walk in, they found that the body was not there.
他们进去了以后，发现耶稣的身体不在那里。
That probably increased their sadness.
那可能使他们更加的悲伤。
That even if we wanted to anoint Jesus' body, we couldn't even do it.
甚至想要去膏耶稣的身体，都找不到他的身体了。
But the two men came and told them.
可是有两个人在旁边告诉了他们。
And this is what they said.
这些人这样子讲，这两个人。
Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen.
他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。
Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise.
当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
The message was very clear.
他们的信息很简单。
Seek the living.Among the dead,
在活人中，在死人中找活人。
He has risen.
他已经复活了。
That's the reality that these angels want him, want the woman to know.
这两天使要告诉这些妇女的一个实际，就是这两句话。
The body was not missing because someone took it.
身体不在，不是因为有人把它拿走了。
Jesus was raised from the dead.
耶稣从死里复活了。
He's alive.
他是活着。
They were excited when they realized that God's word had been fulfilled.
当他们听见神的话已经应验的时候，他们是何等的兴奋。
I don't know how many of you have experienced that you see that some word, the word of God that you read, and you apply it in your life, and that's exactly what happened.
我不知道你们有没有经历过当神的话照他所应验的在你生命中实现了。
That the promise of God is being met in your life.
神的应许在你的生命中竟然得到应验。
There was a man by the name of Roger Sims.
有一个人他的名字叫做 Roger Sims.
He came back from fighting the war for this country.
他在为国打仗之后回到美国。
And on the day that he was discharged,He decided to do a thing that not too many people do nowadays, which is hitchhiking.
当他从军队中被解散的时候，他就开始就是搭这个顺路车。
He was looking for someone to see if someone can give him a ride home.
他想看看能不能借着搭顺路车、顺风车而能够回家。
And suddenly he saw a really, really nice car stop by.
后来突然看见一个非常漂亮的一台车子开过。
So he went into the car, and the guy said, "Oh, where are you going?"
所以他进那个车子，对方就问他，你去哪？
So he told him the place, and then the guy said, "Okay, hop right in. I'll give you a ride."
所以那个人说，好，没问题，进来，我带你去。
He found that the man that gave him a ride was a very successful businessman in Chicago.
他发现那个给他让他搭顺风车的那个人是在芝加哥很成功的商人。
So as the conversation continued, Roger had an opportunity to share the gospel with the guy.
当他们路上聊天的时候， Roger 就有机会向这位商人分享福音。
And next thing you know, the guy pulled over to the side of the road.
结果才一分享福音的时候，没想到这位先生竟然把车子就开到路旁停下来了。
So Roger said, "Oh no, he wants to throw me out of the car."
所以这个 Roger 说，糟糕，我要被这个人踢出去了。
So now, how am I going to find another ride home?
我要怎么样再找到一台车愿意带我回家呢？
But to his surprise, the guy said, "I pull over because I want to accept Christ now."
没想到那个商人对他说，我停到路边，因为我现在就想要接受耶稣基督。
So would you please help me to pray so that I could accept Christ?
他说，你能不能帮我教我祷告，让我来接受耶稣？
So soon after that, the man dropped Roger back at his house.
之后呢，这个人就把 Roger 送回他家
，and gave him a business card，
将他自己的名片给了他
，and said if you ever come to Chicago， come and look me up。
他说，哎，你以后任何时候到芝加哥来找我。
So a few years later，
过了几年
，Roger actually had a chance to go to Chicago。
Roger 有机会正好去芝加哥
，so he decided to go to that guy's office and want to talk to him and see how he's doing。
所以他就按着名片找到这个商人的办公室，想要看看他如何。
So he was waiting for him in his office.
所以他就在他办公室等他。
Then suddenly he saw a woman came in.
结果他看见一位女士走进来。
So the woman said that, I am Mr. So-and-so's wife.
这个女士对他说，哦，我是某某人的妻子。
Why would you want to see my husband?
你为什么想要看我先生呢？
So Roger said, well, I met him and all these things, and then he started telling him the story of what happened on that day.
他就告诉这位女士那天他和他先生之间所发生的事。
And as the story went on, he saw that the woman's face started to change.
当他对这位女士讲那天发生的事的时候，看见这个 女子的容貌改变。
So finally, the wife asked,Can you tell me what date that was that this happened?
这位女士就问他说，你能不能告诉我，你和我先生所发生这些事的那天是哪一天？
Since that was Roger's discharge date from the army, of course he remembered the date.
那一天他记得，因为他就是那天从军队里被遣散回家的。
So after telling her the date,
所以告诉了他，他告诉他妻子他那个日期。
The woman just started weeping nonstop.
这个女子就开始不停地哭泣。
The woman said that my husband actually never made it home.
这个女士说，我的先生其实没有回到家。
He died in a car accident, probably soon after he dropped you off.
他可能就在把你送回家之后出了车祸。
And she said, for all these years, I, as a Christian, have been praying for him to accept Christ.
她说我自己作为一个基督徒这么多年为我先生祷告希望他信主。
And when he died, I was so upset at God that I have not been to church since.
他说当先生意外身亡的时候我对神非常的生气因为他神没有听我祷告。
But God is faithful.
但神是信实的。
God's word is true.
神的话是真实的。
When I heard this story,
当我听见这个故事时
I come to realize that are there times that we are like the wife?
我们是不是有时候也像这个妻子一样
We want God to work in a certain way.
我们希望神照着某种方式来工作
And when things don't go the way we like, we say, okay, God's word is not true.
可是当事情没照着我们所想象的发展时我们说、神的话不是真实的
Do we act that way?
我们是否是这样子
But these women they remembered the word of God
但这些妇女她们记得神的话
They believed in the word of God
她们相信神的话
And they became God's messenger.
他们成为神的信使
To be used by God to go and tell the disciples the good news.
神利用这些妇女们告诉门徒好消息。
Women at that time were considered as second-class citizens.
妇女在当时是二等公民。
As a matter of fact, in the court of law, they were considered as unworthy witnesses.
而且在当时的法院里面他们妇女的证据不足被接纳
But somehow all four gospels reminded us that it is the women that were the first group that saw Christ's body missing
可是在四本福音书中都奇妙地记载到是这些妇女们首先发现耶稣的身体不在了
Time and againWe think that it is the strong and the powerful that bear the strongest witness for Christ.
我们一再的发现这样子的记载是一个很清楚的、很强的证据证明耶稣的复活。
This story reminded us that such is not the message of the gospel.
这个记载也告诉我们福音、就是这样子的一个记载。
It is not about the strong and the powerful.
不是关于那些强的壮的。
It is about those that are willing to submit themselves to be used by God.
是关于那些愿意将自己委身让神使用的人。
To be his messenger.
成为他的使者。
By believing in the word of God,
当我们信从神的话
by seeing the link between what happened in front of their eyes to what Christ has told them.
当我们把我们所看见的与神所说的话连接在一起，
they became the messenger for Christ.
他们成为基督的使者。
I don't know if sometimes we feel that, oh, my testimony is not strong, it's not powerful, it's not as dramatic as some other testimony.
有时候我们觉得我们个人的见证不像有些人的那么具有这个戏剧性，那么的奇妙。
But it is how we are being changed by God that testify to people the love of God.
可是其实就从我们如何被神所改变来向四周的人来见证神的爱。
So, who are you?
那你是谁？
Are you the one that dismissed the word of God?
你是那忽略神的话的人吗？
Are you the one that's willing to verify the truth of the word of God?
你是那愿意探索追求证实神的话的人的吗？
Or are you the one that accept the word of God and allow that to transform you?
还是你是那完全接受神的话并让他来更新你的。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天父，
we come before you today humbly,
我们谦卑的到你面前，
because we know that there's nothing that we can do other than receiving your grace.
我们什么都不能做，只能接受你的恩典。
We pray that your word will manifest in our life.
我们祈求你的话在我们生命中彰显，
to change us,
改变我们，
so that we can be your messenger,
使我们成为你的使者，
to bring your love to those around us,
将你的爱带到周围的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.